Well, Nigel, 3 points on the board and a solid, good performance.
Yeah, it was. I thought we started a bit nervy, which after two defeats, but disappointed we didn't go in ahead at half-time because having got the goal, a brilliant goal by Jose Baxter, then we concede from a corner, which is always frustrating.
In terms of that opening, I guess, 45 minutes, was that down to, I guess, in some ways, the fact that you made five changes, hadn't you? Those players had to get used to it a little bit.
Yeah, it was more, I think, lack of confidence, and because we haven't got a win, everyone's a bit edgy and a bit nervous. More so than probably Michael Doyle in the first 15 minutes, who did give the ball away quite a bit in that time. But for the rest of the game, then went back and did his job very well.
Talk us through your thoughts of those changes then. We thought maybe one or two might change, but you did fine.
Yeah, well, we thought, let's get two up front. Michael Higden had to have a rest. You know, we've got Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday coming up. He's not in a condition at the moment to play all three games. Mark McNulty is ready for a start. Jose was. So it was just freshening it up, I think, at this stage of the season, when everybody's really getting up to match fitness, and you're playing three games a week, it doesn't do any harm.
The first goal as well, some wonderful one-touch football in and around the area.
It's great. If you ever watch his training, then you'll see that sort of thing, and it's nice for it at last to go into a game, even for one move, because that is what we sort of things that we work on. But it was a great 1-2 on the edge of the box, first time, and his finish into the bottom corner. It was a good, very good team goal.
Yeah, Jose Baxter obviously is a man we've spoken about before, not knowing exactly what his position is he staking a claim for a starting shirt up top, do you think, now, mate?
Everybody is. He comes into the team and does well. They're all in there. And it's going to be over the course of a season, 18, 20-man squad, and they'll all be used. There's some disappointed lads in the first three or four games because they haven't started. But you've got to recognise the long season. They've got to stick with it. And when we need them, they've got to be ready.
Ben Davies got the winner and seemed to do quite well in that right-hand midfield role.
Well, that's really his position. We've been playing him out of position at full-back. But I thought he was probably our best player tonight all round. His set players were excellent again. And if there's anybody you want that ball dropping to 18 yards out, it's Ben Davies.
And that partnership on the right-hand side, Alcock and Davies, is really dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, because they're room partners as well, which is good. They've known each other a few weeks, but they get on well. And little things like that, I think, are important.
You brought Neil Collins back into the side as well for a bit of experience in that back line alongside Harrison McGahey. How do you think he did?
Yeah, it was more to get Craig Alcock back into his recognised position. But yeah, Neil did fine for his first one, apart from it was his man that scored from the corner.
Yeah, it was a soft goal, wasn't it, their goal?
Yeah, we thought Mark Howard was impeded, actually, for the goal. He just tried to get round the lad, and he got sort of pulled, his arm got pulled a little bit. Referee didn't quite see it, but you've still got to win the header.
And it would have been very easy, wouldn't it, for the last 6 minutes after you took the lead to have sat back and just soaked up the pressure. But your side didn't do that. They managed to see the game out in a professional way.
Yeah, and we just said to them, I think in the last 10 minutes or whatever, they've had a couple of skirmishes in our penalty area, but generally the ball was in their half, which is how it should be. Yeah, you have to get in the corner and do things which supporters don't like to see, try and nick a throw in and so on. Just keep the ball as far away from our goal as you can.
How important was it to get 3 points on the board this evening, do you think?
We'll know more in the next few weeks, but it was nice. We could have had a point, three or four, in the first couple of games, and tonight was no different. We could have lost that game, and I think that's how it's going to be throughout the season. All of our four games so far have been decided by the odd goal. That's how close the league is.
Is it a bit of weight lifted, though, because you want to get them on the board, don't you?
Yeah, of course, get that 3 points on the board. We'd love to have done it against Bristol City, but to get that, I think it'll lift everybody, give us a boost going into the next few games.
And it puts a positive attitude around, doesn't it? Because obviously there's been some criticism over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, when you lose games, that's going to be forthcoming. But we're only three games into the season. We've got 43 to go, so nobody's promoted. Nobody's won anything yet.
And I guess those changes that you made tonight, have they answered questions for you? Do you feel like now you're a little bit closer to knowing your first 11, do you think?
No, not yet, no, because I think little Scoobs will have something to say about that, and Flinney and Bob Harris and the people that weren't in the starting 11 tonight. I hope they want to win the place back.
How's Scoobs doing then?
Yeah, he's going to have that few days, maybe a week's rest or so. We'll see how he is towards Saturday. This stage of the season, when we've got 8.5 months to go, it's the right time to make sure he's fully fit. Same with James Wallace now.
Safety first then, both of them probably missed the weekend.
Yeah, I will certain James Wallace will, he'll not be ready. But we'll see how Scoobs is on Friday.
It's only 24 hours since I asked you this, but transfer-wise, any update for us?
No, none at all, I'm afraid, no. A couple of questions in and things, just inquiries, but nothing major.
Looking unlikely for the weekend, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. But we've got Stephen McGinn and Chris Porter, unfortunately, kicking the heels tonight outside the 18. So I don't think necessarily the answer is bringing more players in. Mm. I think it's working with the ones that we've got.
Yeah, I guess tonight's performance proves that, doesn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, and all along it's just trying to get that settled side and people in the right positions. And the balance is the biggest thing that we're looking for. And, you know, with having 8 or 9 new players, that's the thing we're striving to achieve. So I just want to say, well, I thought our supporters as well were superb tonight. Even when we got pegged back at 1-1, I thought the backing going down in front of them and attacking that goal, I think that played a part as well tonight.